Let's go, girls. Ugh. Hello and welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who doesn't just kiss and tell, she shags and shouts, love.
And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm the auntie who asks the waiter, where are you from?
Welcome to your two drunk aunties.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God. Now, Bron, just so people know, but they won't realise, we've recorded quite a few episodes tonight, but I feel good.
I feel great.
Let me tell you that. I feel fantastic. God, I feel powerful. You look powerful.
Oh, wow.
I
feel it. I've had about ten messages from my daughter.
Yes.
She's the anxious one. She was like, when are you coming home? What are you doing? Because I'm never usually recording.
Yeah.
And I'll go to a gig.
Yeah.
Sure. But this
You're
is the first
comedian.
Time I'm recording at night time.
Yeah.
And it's really fun, actually.
It is
We're
fun.
Having a jans.
We're having a jans. We can do it sometimes at night time, mix it up, have fun with it.
Do you have an auntie jans?
I don't. I wish I had an auntie jans.
So do I.
Wish I had an Uncle Jim Beam. And Coke, if you don't mind. Diet. I'm on a diet. Diet Coke. Make sure it's diet.
Coke Zero. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I'll have it. Thanks. Now, Bron Lewis, are you ready for the first segment, Letters to Your Aunties?
Yes, I am, because you know that I love this segment, Sam.
You love the segment. You love this segment.
Do you know why?
Why that?
Because
why that?
I love I love solving people's problems.
You can't imagine.
Drunk aunties solve everything.
They do always. They'd be the best detectives in the world.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever said to one of my drunk aunties,
like,
here's a problem that I'm having, and for them to go, oh, I'm not sure what you should do there.
Yeah, no one's ever said that.
They
That's
know.
Never
they know what to do.
They've never said, I don't know. Maybe you should ask someone else, someone more qualified to go, no, I've got it right here. I've got Google right here as well. I'm asking Jeeves over here.
I was on the Facebook yesterday and my friend Trish.
Who shares everything.
She's down the road. Oh, my God, I was on the train yesterday and there was a lady sitting in front of me. She was a perfect drunk auntie.
Great.
She had the phone that had like all of the screen was enlarged, so all the words were so huge so I could see everything.
So good.
And she had the flip thing and she was talking on speaker to her friend. And when I saw her hang up, the friend's name was there. It said, Linda, down the road.
Down the road.
Linda down the
road. Oh, God, I love that. That's perfect.
Yeah. And then she talked for the rest of the ride about how annoying Linda was to no one.
Yep. I love her.
I love her. She was going,
so
she wouldn't know, would she? She doesn't know anything. She always tells me what to think. And I think, God, Linda, you don't know everything.
Shove it, Linda.
I know. I was sitting behind her and I was going, preach, baby girl.
You got this. Yes, we're supporting you. Don't come closer to me. Snaps for you.
So many snaps.
If they were detectives, they'd be called Hercule Pino.
Why?
Is that fun? Like Hercule Poirot?
Oh.
Is that fun?
That is very
fun.
No,
I can cut it.
No, it's fine. I'm not familiar.
I'm not familiar, but that's okay.
Hey, I liked it though.
Thank you so much. You always support
me. The eye contact. And I felt.
Uninterrupted.
I felt compelled to like it.
You felt seen by me all the time.
For the entire joke.
Dear aunties.
Hello, girl.
I can't swim and I haven't told my partner. We're going on a holiday next week and there's a pool at the resort she's so excited to use. Michael. What do you think in a situation
like this?
Oh, a
couple of things. Sweetie Michael. First thing, grow
up. Sweetie boy, yeah.
Grow up.
Grow up, king. Grow up, little king.
Grow up. Who cares? You can't swim.
Yeah.
No one can swim.
Okay, well, that's a bold thing to say, sure.
No one. Literally
no
one.
Can swim. That's actually true. Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that no one can swim.
I can't.
No. Those swimming pools are
laps.
Just for people to stand.
I can't do
can't
laps.
You?
I can't do laps.
I thought you could.
No, I can't. I'd really like to.
Wow.
I'd really like to. That's why I've asked you to teach me.
I haven't. I'm excited
and
about
refused.
It.
And, but
I haven't. I'd love
to
teach.
I think it'd be a really hard
swim.
Thing to teach because I think I'm too old now.
No, you're not too old.
37.
You're young.
But I can only get one arm right. This one doesn't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
You only have one arm.
Yeah. Only one side works. You wouldn't get it. But I have.
God, you're good.
But I
Bron,
have.
I love you.
No offense, but that was hilarious.
Only half my face, you can tell I loved it. But I loved it.
Okay. But I think if you were old and you don't know how to swim, it's not your fault, it's your parents'.
Mm.
So it's one of those things.
You're blaming
like,
your parents about it. Call them.
Yeah. I think like if you can't use cutlery,
yes.
Again, like if you can't use, like that is also your parents' fault. However, that's far more shameful because you like it's really embarrassing. Like when you see someone like clutch a fork like that, like the wrong way and just shovel food in.
It doesn't happen a lot, but sure, when you say it.
When you say it, because that's not their fault.
What about someone who can't use chopsticks?
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. I just stab it. Just stab a dumpling.
Because when I go to the Chinese restaurant.
And we do go Chinese.
Oh, God.
I love traditional Chinese. I love a lemon chicken.
A
I love
sweet and sour pork. With a fork, you know me.
That's me. That's me, Janice.
Try and trick me with your little sticks. And then obviously deep fried ice cream at the end. Thanks, caramel sauce. I'm being naughty.
I'm being a bit naughty tonight, Janice.
I deserve it. God, I went for a walk around the lake earlier on my Segway, but I was there. I saw it.
What do you think teaching someone how to swim? Like Michael could get lessons in the week.
What do you mean? What are they going to do in the resort pool?
Probably make love.
That's disgusting. I've heard
it happens in a lot of places.
No, it doesn't.
No, I've never heard of it. But
also just if you're like, what do you mean swim? Like you can't even
You're not swimming up to the bar pools. One of them bar pools.
You're doing laps. Just stand at the shallow end.
Yeah, that's true.
Just say I've made really good friends with this little girl called Mia. She's 6.
That's weird.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Having a tinny?
Yeah.
Legs up in the air, legs akimbo.
Mia, do you want a mojito or?
Or you're a pussy. You're a coward, Mia. Mia, let me ask you this. I've come here to drink tinnies and hang out with my friend Mia, and I'm done hanging with my friend Mia. Let's just fucking get drunk tonight.
Mia, are you using both of those floaties in your arms? Because I've forgotten my stubby holder.
Forgot I'm a legend. Can I borrow that for a second? Yeah, because I don't know. I kind of feel like you're not going to be impressing. Because I guess is snorkeling a thing or something like that? Do you think he's worried about, you know, going out into the wild?
Well, he's mentioned the pool.
He's mentioned the pool. I don't worry about it.
I think what would you do if you went on to a resort with someone?
I'd love to go with you. Thank you. Thank you for offering.
So when I say, hey, Sam, do you want to go to a resort?
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, cool.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. And then I was like, cool, we're going to go snorkeling.
I'd love that.
But what happens when I say, but I'm really scared of sharks?
Don't worry about it. There's no sharks there.
But there are.
I'll punch them if there are. Don't worry about it. I'll punch them if there are.
So what would you do if the person did not, like, refuse to go on the activity because they were scared of sharks?
Probably scream at them and say you ruined the holiday.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable, isn't
it? After a few drinks.
Well, and
we've also had a few drinks at breakfast, so I'm real tipsy mimosas. By that point. I've had quite a few mimosas.
Yes.
And ready. I'm going, miyesmas, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll be going, Bron, get in the water. Get in the water right now. Get in the water right now.
Oh,
get,
you know, I respond well to that.
Yeah. Bullying is fun on a holiday.
Exactly. I know, romantic holiday.
So romantic.
Romantic platonic holiday. It's always so cool.
I feel like you could either just own up or fake drowning and get out of that relationship.
But at this, you probably at would this drown. Point, it was a real drowning.
In the pool with me.
Just drown, Michael.
Yeah, with
just
your floaties
drown.
On.
You don't deserve.
With your floaties on in your drink.
Just drown.
And Mia.
In a pool of shame and child neglect.
Yeah. He
That's
died
what he's
doing what he loved in a shame puddle.
Oh, my gosh. It's his parents' fault, though.
It is his parents'
what
fault.
What can you blame on your parents?
Can't use chopsticks.
Really?
Yeah.
To this day.
Well,
you'll go
now.
To a Chinese restaurant and you will ask for a fork.
Oh, no, I can use them now, but.
Oh, so you taught yourself.
I taught myself how to do it, but I couldn't use chopsticks.
Can your parents use chopsticks?
I don't think so.
Yeah, my parents can't. Well, but I know how for some reason.
How did you do it? How did you learn to do it?
I think my brother taught me. I think my brother cares a lot and I think he would.
He cares a lot.
He cares
a lot. What about chopsticks?
I think he was like, I don't want to be embarrassed of you if I take you places.
Oh, okay.
So
is he worldly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very good and very cultured and deeply ashamed of me. And so he taught me how to use chopsticks and now I'm really good at them.
Like really good?
Like so good.
Like you could pick up that soda water bottle in front of us right now.
Yeah.
Easily.
I could pick you up with them.
Could you?
Yeah. I throw you out the window.
Pick up dicks. Why would you do that?
I wouldn't, but no, I'm just wouldn't. Saying I could.
Oh, you could because you're
it's
powerful.
Different.
Like we said before, powerful.
I can't swim.
No. You said this.
You're gonna swim with one arm. I blame on them.
Okay, I didn't ask you what you're blaming on your parents, but.
Well, I just thought it was a window for me to start talking about my childhood trauma. There's always windows.
I'm going to leave mine. Okay. That you're going to throw me out of.
The window. The eye of the flat.
That's
remember?
True. I remember that.
You remember
Dear
it?
Dear aunties, I told my boyfriend I've given up chocolate, but I'm hiding it everywhere. Ugh. And imagine he'll find it eventually. I don't want to tell him since we are on a new fitness regime together. Kathy. Chatty Kathy. What do you think?
I think
who gives a flying shit, Kathy?
I think what's life without chocolate? Like I've got a magnet like that. What's life without chocolate? Don't speak to me
before I've had my morning chocolate. My morning chocolate.
I love chocolate.
Yes.
I am so basic like that.
Are you? You're a chocolate girl.
I absolutely.
I didn't know you were a chocolate girl.
I love it so much.
Wow.
I love it.
What's your favorite?
Dairy milk.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, plain. I like that about you.
What do you mean?
Dairy milk's like just a milk chocolate.
Well, with nuts is better. Hazelnut.
Oh, you like nuts
almond,
in it. Okay.
Love them.
Yeah.
Also love caramel in my chocolate, but I love milk. Milk chocolate. When someone's like, do you want dark chocolate? I'm like, why would
Absolutely
you?
No, you don't like that cacao.
Why would you put charcoal in it?
Yeah, you don't want that.
I'll still eat it.
Of course, if it's there. Oh, if it's there, I'll eat it.
But I love really sweet chocolate.
Yeah, you're one big sweet tooth.
On gooey stuff. Love it.
Gooey
love
stuff?
It. Yeah, but if you went to an ice cream shop, Sammy P.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
I'm so angry. And they said,
I get peppermint chocolate chip every time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
what
delicious.
What was your question? I'm so sorry.
Would you ever choose a sorbet?
No.
Great.
Got no time for it.
Who would choose it?
Yeah.
When someone's like, I'll have a lemon sorbet. I'm like, why do you hate yourself?
You got a sorbet right here. Me oh, bay.
Why are
like
you
that.
Sore?
Because loving you too that. Hard.
Wow, you can tell why you've had many first dates and first dates only.
chocolate, you don't give a flying shit about it.
Just eat the chocolate. Okay, so at the moment in my house, can I tell you something? At the start of the year, Lucas, my partner, gave up cigarettes. It's very hard for him. He really struggles with giving up cigarettes. Lots of people have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Neither have I. But it looks hard and I grew up.
Smoke or to give up?
No, to give up.
Okay. Just looks hard to smoke.
Yeah. I do it with chopsticks. Is that weird?
It's weird. It's hard to do. It's hard to keep a grip on it. Yeah.
But my mum's a smoker. My lots of my siblings have been smokers at some stage. Mm. I'm the only one of my siblings who's never been. My little sister's never smoked, but she's been a vapor.
She's a
vapor.
So
is that the same?
Just as bad.
Is
I
it
imagine.
The same, do you think?
I imagine, sure.
I don't know.
But it does smell good sometimes. Sometimes
well,
you got
that's fine. You can do it inside.
Watermelon.
I don't know why everyone's so upset about vapes.
Why are you upset? Because you can't do anything anymore these days. You can't smoke on a plane. Ridiculous.
Oh
with my chopsticks.
But then there's people just vape into their shirt like this.
That's awesome.
I know.
Awesome when people do that.
I know the listeners can't see what I did.
But it was, the YouTube people can if you want to watch us on YouTube.com.
You should.
But we'll cut it out.
Yeah, it's too rude. But
it's a rudey. You just have the colour bars come up for ages. And too rude for TV.
But so he gave up smoking and he has been a smoker since he was a teenager. He's been on and off. Like I think he's like the longest he went was 9 months off ciggies, which is a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, he's tried everything. He's been hypnotised. He's read all of the books.
Yeah,
he's
done. Swam in an ocean.
Okay.
Had a nice bath. Tried everything.
Exactly.
Eating pineapple first thing in the morning.
Spoke to a witch.
Spoke to a white witch.
White witch. And then chewing the chewing gums, the vapes, the all of the things.
All
okay.
of that, yeah.
Spoke to people on the phone, counsellors, things like this. He cannot kick it. He's quit. He has not had a smoke since the 1st of January. And I don't know when this episode will be released, but at the moment it is halfway through January.
This is incredible. Good on him.
It's really great.
This is the longest he's gone.
It's really great. Yes.
Wow.
And I assumed he was, I just assumed he was just doing it. Like he was just doing it and it was great. And I was like, hey, this is a pretty good, because usually very moody when he does it.
Right.
Very moody. And then I said to him today.
I love you.
How are you going?
Oh.
Grow up. We've been together for long enough.
You don't
to not
say
have to do
anymore.
That anymore. You don't have to.
Yeah.
He knows. I said it ages ago. Okay.
You say it once.
Yeah, that's all right. I said it at the start.
Yeah.
Of the relationship. And so I said to him.
Date one.
Excuse me. Yeah, locked him in.
I love you.
Let's have three
what
kids.
Do you want? What do you want?
No chopsticks for me. I'll have a fork. No, I said to him, how's the no smoking going? And he said, Bron, I have to admit something. For the first week of January, I have found a vape in the house and I was vaping for the first week as if I gave a fuck, like as if I was going to be like, how dare you? It was his journey.
Not
but
yours.
This is his.
Yeah.
Like he can do whatever.
Yeah, if separate things, separate journeys.
If he's like, I'm going to smoke forever, I'd be like, look, disappointing because it stinks like shit.
Yeah.
And it's very expenny.
It is expenny. However, or is he a rolly guy?
Nah.
Pack.
Yeah, respect, just white trash. That. He is white trash and that's fine.
Through and through.
Yeah.
He is white trash, through and through.
But if he was, and at the start of the relationship, I was like, oh, I'd really prefer if he didn't because it does stink.
Kissy. Kissy is hard.
It stinks. It's in the bed and also yeah. snores.
He's smoking in the bed.
No, but in like I just even if you have a shower, it's like in your skin. It's like in your pores. It just seeps out.
Hey, Diggs, not in your pores.
Oh, we'll be back after this. So I said to him this today, look, if you just decided you would be a smoker forever, I'd be like, okay, you're a smoker forever.
You accept it.
Yeah,
because that's his thing. You loved him on the first date.
Because exactly, I locked him in. And that's what you do. You lock them in, Sam.
Sure.
If only you learnt.
I'm taking notes.
So I think what this, what's the person's name?
This person's name is Michael.
No, it's not. No, Michael's the drowning
person. Sorry, it's Kathy.
Kathy. Good on you, Kathy. Kathy, just say, actually, I'd prefer to just eat chocolate. And if he's like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's mental for him. He should be writing in and saying,
yes.
I'm upset my girlfriend's eating chocolate. Her God-given right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love her so much and she's Kathy. Beautiful. Kathy is beautiful.
You need more magnets on the fridge.
She does. She needs to get loads of magnets, little teaspoons, have a little teaspoon wall.
Yes.
Mine,
what do you think?
Well, my nan used to smoke. Let me tell you this. My nan used to smoke quite a lot. We used to call her car, little car that she had the ashtray because it was just like she had the windows up all the time. She smoked in it all the time. And for fitness, I remember once the doctor said to her, you have to walk. Like you have to walk 2 kilometers a day. And so she measured.
Why?
Because she had to get healthy.
Was she a big girl?
No, she wasn't big, but she was just really unhealthy. She just kind of sat in the house all day and smoked. And so she measured the length of the living room and she walked 2 kilometers in the living room every day smoking. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Like,
What was your nan's name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy sounds like a fucking legend.
She was a goddamn queen. Look it up.
In fact, the only thing cooler that she could have done was just not done that at all.
Yeah.
She could have just been like, do you know what, doctor? Shove it
suck
up here.
My dick. She also had
a dick.
A dick. So that's what I meant to say. My nan had a massive schlong. No, she used to have the PK chewing gum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yellow one.
Oh my God.
Or the light blue one.
You know how Glenn, you were talking about how, you know, juicy. Glenn 20 spray, you're always like, oh my God, it makes it feel like you did a massive shit in the toilet and then sprayed that.
That's what
smoking is like when people have the PK. Because the PK is so strong and it doesn't really cover up the cigarette.
It's the blue one, isn't it? And then it's like a brown chewing gum as well. It's like a light blue on the outside when you chew into it.
Quite
it's
nice.
Brown.
Our favourite colour, famously.
Like, is it tobacco, actually?
I think it might be. So it just spits it out and keeps moving.
It's like camel. Yeah. Dot the camel.
Dot the camel.
Just look, walking around her living room forever.
It up.
I love
She's still
nan.
There to this day.
Love her.
I reckon, Kathy, don't worry about your boyfriend. If you want to have a gorgeous little chocky, you have your vices in life.
What's your
favourite
chocolate, Sam?
I am not a sweet tooth, so I don't eat chocolate.
Why have you got lollies in here?
That's for my guests.
Oh, that's why there's always the same amount of lollies. That's because you've got no guests.
I've never done a podcast before. But when I do a podcast, there's going to be lollies there. Everybody
I love
enjoy.
Lollies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love lollies so much.
Maybe,
you don't eat sweets at all?
Hardly ever. No, unless I'm like, you know, but if I'm.
Ice cream?
Well, if I'm like at an ice creamery and I'm going with people, then I'll have a
choc
mint. Choc chip. Yep. That's my favorite. What's your favorite?
Oh, I think I mentioned it. Bubba anything Bill. Anything with nuts, anything with caramel, anything with chocolate.
Chocolate. You love your chocolate.
Yeah, Kathy and I do. Kathy, do you want to go out with me?
Yeah, I'm not choc early. I'm choc late.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If you have a listener letter, you can write into deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. Or if you'd leave a voice memo, leave us a little speak pipe and that'll be in the goddamn show notes.
I want to hear your voice.
We can't bloody wait.
I need to know if you mean it.
Some people will be passionate about it.
And also some people will be like sarcastic and I will have no patience for them.
You will take them down a notch.
I want to hear it. I want to hear just how little they think of me.
Hey, Bron Lewis, you ready for the next segment?
Yes,
Live,
please.
Laugh.
Oh, my laugh, gosh. Okay. Try and make me laugh, Sam. Try and make me laugh.
Why is Peter Pan always flying? Because he never lands. I love this joke because it never grows old. You thought it ended.
Baby doll, just wait up. There's a whole other thing coming.
Is this also from a child's book?
Yes.
So it's only filth or children's
They're the
ones.
Only two, baby doll. Look it up. They're the two kinds of jokes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. My God.
Did you know I taught a comedy course before?
Did you?
Yeah, I've done three of them. I've taught teenagers how to do comedy.
That sounds awesome.
And can I tell you a story?
Can I hear a story? Yes, I can.
I did this one at a school in the outer suburbs where most of the kids in this class ESL, English as a second language. Fine. Everything's great there. Okay?
Okay. I once learnt LOAT, language other than English at school.
Okay. Which one?
Japanese. I believe that's what you call that.
It is. Absolutely. But there was we did like silly games at the start, and then I said, we're going to, at the end of this 2-hour course, we're each going to stand up and tell a joke.
Ah, konnichiwa.
I talked them out. Okay.
Sorry, it's all coming back.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Maybe this is the most drunk auntie form you've ever taken.
I think it's fun. And I'm loving it. Can I say it? I fucking love this shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this girl.
This is our
up.
Final form, like the final boss level.
Yeah.
Just real giggly, having the best time of our life.
I just need like a blue eyeliner.
Let's head out after this. Remember what we were saying, like when we're out on Tuesday night and we're like, we're going to go dancing after this. And I think the bartender was like, we absolutely should go dancing after this.
Yeah, there was a bit of, he meant it.
He meant it. Yeah, sorry. Okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'd said to all these kids, we're going to tell a joke at the end. And this is the last one I've done, the three. Okay. So the other two, there's like heaps of like very confident kids in the classes that I'd done before. We're like, yeah, I've got a joke. My uncle told this joke, blah, 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 blah. And they would tell a joke. Anyway, this class, I said, we're all going to tell a joke at the end of these 2 hours. And they all looked terrified.
Sure.
Like very scared.
Scary.
Very scary. And I said, don't worry, it can be something that you've heard before. It can be something that you found on your phone. It can be a knock-knock joke.
God, who's there? Sorry, I didn't know you went to
I'm not ready. Yeah. Don't come for me in my day of
Sorry
days.
About that. Sorry about that.
And so I was like, it can be a funny story because I love stories.
Do.
I love them. So it can be a funny story. It can be anything. You can go anywhere up to a minute. And anyway, so like some of the – like there were, I think there were two kids in this whole class who were like, great, I'm fine. But the rest looked fucking petrified.
Sure.
One of the kids who looked absolutely fine with it was this little, quite a young girl. I think she might have been Chinese, I think. And she
– Did she sound a little something like that?
Don't you dare.
But you can't do anything anymore.
Don't you dare. She was so sweet, but she was in this little pool of girls who all were very nervous.
Sure.
Except for her.
Yeah.
So,
love that.
And the other girl. Yes, they were absolutely rich. I love them so much. And I'll give you an – they would have been maybe 14.
Great.
Okay. Then this one – the one girl who was super confident stood up. And she's and I was like, this is gonna be the best. And everyone was terrified, like everyone was in their own heads. Everyone was like, oh God, I'm so nervous. Oh my God. Yeah. She did not see or notice any of this. She stood there, proud as punch.
Yeah, it's like me on stage. Just describing me on stage. I don't care about anyone else. Having a great time up here.
Same accent.
Is this thing on? Same accent. That's right.
As you said, I'm not doing the accent. You can absolutely forget it. She said, knock, knock, who's there?
Who's there?
Already it's good. Already it's
so
good.
So she answered the question.
She answered the question.
Right. Yeah.
She answered.
Because I got so confused. Like, who's there? No, she's already said it. Knock, knock, who's there?
And already I am desperately trying not to laugh. You know when you're like in a situation where you see someone fall down and they've hit their head and it's very funny.
You're bleeding out. You're laughing.
And you have to pretend that you are like.
I didn't say a thing. I'm so sorry about you.
Why are you lying down?
Why are you like this? You always like this? You're lying on the ground.
It's fine and normal. Weird. And I'm actually okay.
You always bleed this much on the ground? It's inappropriate.
So she says, knock, knock, who's there? And I'm like this. And all the rest of the kids, because they're so nervous, don't think they. None of them think that's funny.
No,
they don't. They're actually just
serious business.
They're stumped.
Sure,
because she's answered the questions. She's offered them, and so they go, oh, and then there's just silence apart from me doing this. And then she says, "I cough."
Wait, sorry. Can you do that again?
Okay. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Won't say anything here, do I?
Correct. A cough.
Knock, knock. Who's there? A cough. A cough. Who?
I'm sick.
I like it.
And
I wouldn't open with it, but I like it.
I lost it.
That's so funny.
I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Like she was thrilled.
She should be. It's awesome.
Because the audience was so sweet and nervous. None of them laughed. None of them even laughed out of confusion. I laughed so much.
Yeah.
I had tears rolling down my face. And she looked so proud because she was like, I nailed it.
Did she do this after? The real look of proud. You can't see it if you're watching the YouTube.
Puffed out her chest.
So proud.
But when she sat down, I was like, I don't think I can recover.
No, that's amazing.
And so for the rest, every other person who got up and just like read some nervous joke out from their phone.
Oh, my God.
I laughed the whole way through because all I could think of was knock, knock, who's there? A cough. I'm sick.
Hilarious.
So
I love
good.
That.
Anyway.
See, my first joke that I loved, so there's two. One was why did Tigger jump down the toilet? He was looking for poo. I fell out of my chair laughing
did
at that.
You? Yeah, loved okay.
it. And the other poo one joke. Was yeah. poo joke. And the other one was knock knock, who's there? Bear who, bear bum.
Yeah, bum joke. Very
bum
funny.
Joke. Bum and poo joke.
Yeah.
All bum and poo joke related, really funny stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think I'm gonna make you laugh as much as that, but you heard the rumor. Going around about butter. Never mind, I shouldn't spread it.
Oh my God.
The first rule of Alzheimer's Club is wait, where are we again?
Good.
What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk. How many tickets does it take? Oh, sorry, no, that's not right. How many tickles does it take to get an octopus to laugh? Tentacles.
You fucked it.
I got one more.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got two more.
Oh, good.
Did you hear about the man who ejaculated without a penis? He came out of nowhere.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck. They say that during sex you burn off as many calories as running 8 miles. Who the
hell? Yes.
Who the hell runs 8 miles in 30 seconds? Talking about bad sex and a bad relationship.
Yeah, sad people.
Sad people, but I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
The vibe of the podcast.
The obligatory fuck. That's what they call that.
That's what they call
and
it.
And that's a really sad phrase.
Let's move on to the mid plug. Leave us a 5-star rating or review. We have a YouTube channel if you want to watch us right now. All the links in the show notes. Please do write to us, deardrunkaunties@gmail.com if you want us to solve one of your goddamn problems because we always do.
Solve it.
One little show note, little show note, what? Little speak pipe, link in the show notes.
We want to hear your voice.
We would love to hear your voice.
But sometimes we think people are writing in and they're just like not for serious.
Yeah.
Because some of the problems we've got, it's like, is that actually a problem for you, Michelle?
Is it not?
So
we want to hear about it.
We want to hear your voice and we'll put your voice on.
We can't wait for that. We want to hear your goddamn voice. Oh my God. Now let's move on to the next segment. Cheers. I'm a little bit scared because it is spooky.
Okay, it's spooky. This one is spooky.
Yeah. They always are.
Okay. This one is a bit different to ones I usually read.
Mm.
Okay?
It's extra spooky then.
Yeah. So this is the title.
Mm.
My dog isn't what I thought he was.
Okay. I'm scared now because I have a dog and I think he's something, but he might not be. Now I'm worried.
A girl?
Yeah, a girl. Might be a girl dog. I don't know about this.
Okay, this one. This one's different. Okay. And I'm it is officially dark outside. Yeah, I see lights.
A little bit scary.
It is scary. Okay. My dog.
Yes.
He used to be a family dog, but he was passed down to me.
Okay. Nothing suspicious yet. That's
so far, so far, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Yours. My whole family loved him. Everyone and everything that entered the house. Everyone and everything.
Things.
God, everyone and everything that entered the house was dumbfounded of how cute.
You weren't dumbfounded when you walked in and saw Diggs tonight.
Were I was dumbfounded of him.
I'm dumbfounded of your dog. Fair enough.
Anyway, when the title is "My dog isn't what I thought he was," yeah. I don't think anything's what this person thought they were.
I'm scared.
Okay. Anything and everything that entered the house was dumbfounded of how cute he was. It was passed down to me after my father had died. They had the best relationship, in quotation marks. Since they had the best relationship, he had always spoken about how the dog was not a dog.
Physical relationship.
And a hideous creature hid beneath the, quotation mark, dog's skin.
Well, the dad said this to him when he was going, everyone's so dumbfounded by the beauty, but they don't like this fucking thing under the, not a dog.
Wasn't a dog. Yeah.
This is scary.
Sorry.
This is scary.
I'm scared. I'm scared. Okay.
You're hiding it with your laughter, but I can tell you're scared.
No, I laugh when I'm scared.
I can tell.
It was a hideous creature hid behind the dog's skin. We all thought of it as nothing since he was a drinker.
Because he's drinking because he's fucking terrified of this thing.
What is he, an auntie? Grow up.
Grow up, you auntie, you.
The time he was normal was fantastic.
The dog? Or
the thing we're talking about, okay. Dad.
About his dog?
It's the dog.
Okay.
The time he was normal was fantastic. He was never an aggressive dog. He was peaceful.
Talking about Tiggs right now. Yeah.
But it soon changed. He was a dark dog.
Diggs, you know, coming into this story?
No, he doesn't. Diggs. It's scary. Diggs.
I just wanted to the end of this.
It was a dark evening. Darker than normal. Why?
Why? Why does it have to be that dark?
It was weird to say the least, but I thought nothing of it.
It's a lot of moving on. That digs no lollies. It's not for you. Scary story about.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! He's good with cords. Yeah, this isn't stressful at all. It feels good. All right, see you, buddy.
Diggs is so scary. Okay, he's scary.
Off. Yeah, watching. He's watching Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I need something to distract me from this.
That thing. Do you want me to bring that thing back in?
No.
Yeah.
Dog skin. I was watching the evening news. It was talking about many deaths going on and apparent demons haunting such animals.
Oh,
but it was probably a stupid thing they did to cover up unsolved deaths.
A stupid thing? Who did, the news or the police? Because it could be a cover-up. We don't know. This is a scary story. This is a scary story. This is a real scary story.
I told you it's different to usual.
Yeah, it's extra scary.
Scary up.
Yeah, scary. It's extra scary. I hate that this is a night.
Anyway, this person seems stressed, okay? So let's just give them some respect.
Jesus fucking Christ, this is scaring the shit out of me right now.
We thought it was just a stupid thing they did to cover up unsolved deaths.
The news.
Yeah, the news. The door locked simultaneously and he was sitting there, the dog, quotation mark, his face melting to what it seemed.
Sorry, so he's watching the news. Door locks.
Yeah, simultaneously.
The dog's face melts to what it seems. Am I reading this right?
I'm reading it right. You're listening right.
I'm listening right to this.
Okay.
This is scary.
His dog, quotation mark, his face melting to what it seemed.
Yes. So the dog's
face melted to what it seemed. Listen. Every word's important.
Yes.
And it happened, the news.
Yes.
It was true. My no longer dog. Transformed.
It's a good rider.
Yeah.
My no longer dog.
Yeah. Transformed into a 10-foot demon. And very fleshy one at that. He stated that
very fleshy one at the big boy. Curvy.
He stated that he was the reason of my father's death. And many more.
I am the reason for your father's death and many more.
His tone of voice he could speak fluent English. Well,
his tone of voice changed from not being able to talk because he's a dog to being able to talk because he's a demon.
That's the shift.
Right.
But honestly, lucky one of them could.
Shit, he could this speak is scary. English.
I thought this was a nightmare, but no, he cut off four of my fingers for making his life.
I thought this was a nightmare, but no, he cut off four of my fingers.
For making my life hell. Making his life hell.
Oh, why? Okay. You take him in.
Cut off four of my fingers to making it, for making his life hell in agony. I ran to the attic. There's no more full stops, by the way.
He don't can't. Need you don't, it's need terrifying. He's writing it as it's happening.
He's bleeding.
Need more fingers. Bleeding out.
In agony, I ran to the attic, getting chased by a skinwalker-like creature.
Used to be dog.
Skinwalker.
Yeah.
I grabbed my father's shotgun, loaded it, and it was over. That demonic dog reign was over.
Oh, no.
Peace may be upon the world after those moments. It was too late. He had finished the ritual he had been doing for months. The world had seemed have flipped in my house.
Can you do that last sentence again?
Absolutely.
One more time, I need that clean.
Sure.
Diggs, can you come here for the last Careful. Sentence, please? Diggs.
The world had seemed have flipped in my house. One more time. The world had seemed have flipped in my house.
That is the scariest story I have ever heard.
I'm so sorry.
Shit.
Are you nervous now?
Because
after this, I'm gonna after this episode, I'm going home. You're here with the dog.
The door will lock and you will see my face, not what it seems.
And your dog's face will melt. And he'll turn into a 10-foot demonic
God.
Creature.
That's scary.
Oh, it's a scary one.
Oh, God. And the fact that I have a dog here.
Where?
Or is that a massive demon?
That's a demon.
That's the scariest story.
That's a skinwalker.
That's a skinwalker right there. That's the scariest story you've ever told.
Honestly, when I was reading it, I felt so unwell.
You
and
would.
When I say unwell, I mean drunk.
Immune to war. Let's move on to the next segment. Would
yes.
you rather?
Oh, you know I love these.
Baby girl, would you rather have to change your hairstyle every week for the rest of your life or have a mohawk for a year?
Oh, change my hairstyle. Wait, does that mean that at some stage there'd be a mohawk?
Yep.
I'd do the mohawk for a year.
Mohawk for a year.
Yeah, because I like my hairstyle.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Don't. Patronize me.
I'm not patronizing you. I think you've got a lovely hairstyle and I think you'd look lovely with a mohawk as well. I think you need to try it.
No, I changed my mind. I'd have to have a different hairstyle for
different
a week.
Hairstyle every week.
Yes.
But you love your hairstyle.
But that's okay because it would be like how many could you do? There's going to be
Six.
Subtle variations.
You have the Rachel, Princess
and there's
Diana.
Literally none ever. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. There's two. There are two.
There's two.
Yeah.
And the Elvis Presley. Three. The big three. So
and
you
also,
move through them and then you
the
go
monster.
To the mohawk.
Remember? The monster?
What's the monster? The Monster Mash?
No.
One of my favourite tracks.
No, the lady. The played Monster.
Eileen.
Yes.
Yes. It's quite
that
scary. Hair.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Scary.
Do people go out and get that hairdo after?
Yeah.
Did they?
Sometimes at Meredith, every time one of my friends walked out of Meredith Music
Yes,
Festival,
I've heard of her.
Every time one of my friends walked.
I wasn't thinking you were talking about a person. At Meredith?
You know her. She's a great house. Meredith's first music festival, every time one of my friends walked out of her tent, Shannon, every time her hair would always look like she was Eileen from Monster.
She's going to kill a truck driver.
And we'd go, Monster! And she hated it because
That's scary, but also Charlize Theron.
That's who
quite
I'm
a beautiful
That's
woman.
What I wanted to say. But my friend, she isn't very good.
Would you rather swim in a pool of fingernails for 5 minutes or swallow an eel hole?
Swim, obviously the first one.
Swim in a fingernail.
Yeah, it's gross.
Pool for 5 minutes. Or swallow an eel. Just once.
Like, is it alive?
Yes.
I would obviously do the first one. Swallowing an entire eel.
Yes.
You'd choke for starters.
Yeah, okay.
You'd gag.
No, if you dislocate your jaw.
Why would you do that? Just swim in
it. Because you're about to swallow an eel.
Well, you don't have to, though, because there's obviously a second option.
Second choice, yeah.
Do you want one?
Yep.
What would you rather? Work as a tram inspector? Or cut off one of your arms.
Cut off one of my arms.
Well done. That is the correct answer.
Oh, my goodness. We just had a little bit of a break. Diggs broke a pot plant and I've got a little bit of a – I got a little bit of an injury.
You're bleeding.
On my hand. I'm bleeding a little bit. But that's what drunk aunts do. Sometimes they hurt themselves and sometimes they bleed.
Sometimes the ceramics break.
A massive dog walks in, breaks a ceramic, and we all have fun with it.
I know.
We had a lot of fun with that. Now, look, are you ready for the next segment? Does this exist?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Worst inventions.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for this? Which one of these is made up by me? Smile checks, be happy or else. In 2009, employees of Japan's Electric Express Railway started facing morning smile checks, in which they were subjected to software that analyzed their facial expressions to produce a rating of their smile on a scale of 0 to 100.
That sounds insane.
Not dumb enough, they also had to carry around images of their ideal smile as something to aspire to throughout the course of the day.
Can you show me your ideal smile?
Stop it. Stop it. You're being really cruel and mean. I've hurt myself. I've injured myself. VO. Coke calls it the world's first vibrancy drink. That's a really, really lame euphemism to get around the fact that Vio is carbonated flavored milk.
Yuck.
The beverage giant rolled out bottles of the stuff in 2009 to test markets that included New York, Hong Kong, and England.
That's not a city.
Shockingly, it failed to find broad appeal. Although Coke is still producing it in limited quantities. Jasper's
precious milk.
2020, that precious, gorgeous carbonated milk. Jasper's 2020. Named as one of the worst inventions of all time, where we answered the question that didn't need to be answered. What if coffee made itself? A coffee pot to put by the bed. Customers were horrified in America, I don't know why I'm stumbling over this. I think I'm bleeding out. In America, when a leakage issue caused by a malfunction in the temperature of the coffee literally burnt people in bed. Talk about a morning alarm. Microsoft Bob is the final one. Imagine a whole operating system designed around Clippy. Remember Clippy? Little
yes, Clipper? Yes.
And you get the crux of Microsoft Bob. Designed to be an easy interface for Windows 95 users, Bob envisioned your company as his house with you as the guest. Ever so accommodating, he'd even supply cartoon sidekicks to guide you through simple tasks. The software was very expensive and overly cutesy, and it failed to compete with Apple's Macintosh, the user-friendly standard. And though Bob is long gone, he left one enduring blight on the web, Comic Sans, perhaps the worst font of all time, which was created exclusively for Bob. All right, now which one did I make up? Smile checks, VO, Jasper's 2020, or Microsoft?
Okay, Bob? You read Microsoft Bob beautifully.
Thank you.
Which makes me think that's the one you made up.
Wow.
However, there were some words in there I don't think you'd say.
Okay.
You stumbled through heaps of the other stuff, which makes me think, how drunk are you?
That's true. Yeah. Good to know.
Who is? Who?
I think Diggs is drunk too. He broke a pot plan just before.
The smile one seems like absolute mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I choose that one.
I made up Jasper's 2020, the coffee.
Fuck, I was going to say that. But I was also going to say VO as well.
VO sounds wild, doesn't it? The carbonated milk.
Disgusting.
I think we should have a glass next week.
I don't want to.
Okay. I'd love to. Thank you. Let's have that instead of Prosecco.
Imagine going to work and them saying smile. Show me how you smile like you mean it.
And the ideal smile as well to go, you're not smiling like that. I've got facial palsy.
This is my smile.
That's beautiful. You're actually doing a beautiful smile right now. And I think you know that. And I think you're guilty of that. Ron Lewis, are you ready for Life Hack?
Yes, I am.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready for it. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I put my hack down because I got
too. You're so engrossed. Okay. Are you engrossed?
Yeah.
It's engrossed out.
Hey.
Sorry.
If you've got socks that are old.
I do.
How embarrassing.
That's embarrassing for me.
What colour are you usually wear?
They're all maroon.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're all black.
Okay.
Like my heart.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
always carry a black texter in your pocket in case you go to someone's house and they say, sorry, we're a shoes off kind of house. You don't want to take your shoes and your socks off, but if you take your shoes off and your little sockies have a little hole in them, you take that texter out of your pocket, colour in the hole, good as new. What do you think?
That's really clever.
Yeah.
Because I was worried that you're going to say what? That you have your shoes off and socks off and you've just like texted your whole feet. I was worried about going, I've got socks on. What are you talking about? I've actually got socks on right now.
They're the ones that hug your toes.
They're the beautiful ones that hug your toes. Oh my gosh.
I used to work with a guy who wore the shoes that like the your toes went into. Do you know what I mean? You
could
see the shape of your toes.
Yeah.
Why?
They were gross. I didn't like those.
Why
did
you do
it? Like gloves for your feet.
Yeah.
They were gross.
He was like, and I don't want to body shame. He was fine.
He was fine.
But he was a very chubby man.
I don't like him one bit.
So you think that, so what I think, if someone's got those shoes where you could see their toes.
Yeah.
You think, gosh, you must really care about some kind of fitness regime.
Yeah. But I don't enough to look at those right now. Get them off.
Get them off.
You look like an idiot. Pull yourself
together.
Climb
this wall. Prove to me you need them.
Thank you for listening this week to your two drunk aunties. We had a little blip in the middle there. I'm bleeding, but it's fun. It's fun. Leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, and we'll read it out on the next podcast.
Make the blood worth it.
Make the blood worth it. The pie digs his back and I'm terrified. The podcast comes out every Tuesday. Watch our YouTube channel if you want to watch us. Mm. Go on, just bloody watch us. But every Friday, 1 o'clock is so much fun
as well.
They are fun. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
This week, leave us a speak pipe and we'll put it in the show notes.
We want to hear your voice.
Write us a gorgeous little letter at deardrunkaunties@gmail.com. We always do.
We've 100% strike rate.
100% of 100% every time. Mm. Ron Lewis, I've gone bright white and I'm about to pass out. I love you so much. Goodbye.
Bye, Sammy.